Thousands gathered near Srebrenica to mark the 31st anniversary of Europe's worst single atrocity since World War II. Here nearby, more than 8,000 Bosniak Muslim men and boys were executed in just several days over three decades ago. It happened after Bosnian Serb fighters overran the small eastern Bosnian town of Srebrenica during the final months of the inter-ethnic war in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Bodies were later reburied multiple times to hide evidence of the crimes. Remains of the Srebrenica victims are still being excavated and buried annually on July 11th, when the killing started in 1995. Today, in the humid summer, 10 more victims are laid to rest. Just before the ceremony, relatives of those who died marched to the nearby Bosnian village of Potocari to commemorate the victims of the Srebrenica genocide. The peace march symbolized both the path to freedom for those who escaped and survived and a path of death for others who were killed while trying to escape. It is hard, really hard. I just told my colleagues it took me a while to make this decision, because this is the first time and last time that I meet him since he died when I was just 1 year old, says Arnit Alic. It is really difficult, as Alamir Baraković, adding he was just 7 years old when he lost his relative. The conflict in Bosnia of the 1990s left more than 100,000 people killed and millions displaced. Both Bosnia's Serbs and neighboring Serbia still refuse to acknowledge that the massacre in Srebrenica was a genocide, despite rulings by two United Nations courts. Scores of Bosnian Serb political and military officials have been convicted and sentenced for genocide.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.